Chapter 10 A Visit to Sugar Cube Corner. Pinky had just finished changing all her bedroom accessories from bright, bold colors to shades of brown and gray when she heard some pony outside. She trotted over to the window. Down below, she spied with her little pinky eye her family. They were with Spike, who appeared to be gesturing wildly at Sugar Cube Corner.
Hey! Hey, parents! Up here!
Pinky was excited to show them how serious she could be.
Look up here!
Pinky shouted again. Finally, they caught a glimpse of their transformed daughter. With her stick-straight mane and the glasses on her face, she was starting to look more like them again.
Pinkamina, what are you doing up there?
Igneous shouted. The piece of hay he was chewing bobbed up and down in his mouth as he spoke. Cloudy Quartz squinted up at the window.
This is where I live, family! Come up and see!
Pinky shouted. She turned to Gummy and giggled.
Oh, goody goody rock hops! This is going to be fun! I mean, it's going to be serious fun.
A moment later, Igneous, Cloudy, and Spike trotted inside the colorless room. Pinky did a little twirl.
I undecorated! Just for you! Now I can be serious all the time,
Pinky said, making a stern face. It didn't suit her.
That's nice, dear. It's good to see you've made it look more like the barn back home. Is that Granny Pie's quilt over there?
Igneous pointed to the new blanket on Pinky's bed, a gray and black creation with quilted rock shapes all over it.
Oh, yes, said Pinky. That's my basalt blankie, all right. Where are Marble and Limey? I want them to meet Gummy.
They are waiting downstairs, Pinkamina, her dad said, heading toward the door. We don't have all day to just chat. We have business with the princess.
Wait, you guys don't even want to hear my serious idea to save the farm?
Pinky said, looking crushed.
I have been thinking real hard all day.
Cloudy patted Pinky on the back before trotting out after her husband.
That's nice, dear. Tell us later on, ya hear?
Pinky's shoulders slumped. Once again, Pinkie Pie had been unable to please her parents.
Bye, Mom! Bye, Dad!
Pinky called out.
Are you all right, Pinky?
Spike asked, growing more concerned by the minute.
Are you sure you don't want to help Twilight and the girls with the party?
There was a little glint in her eye, but it quickly passed.
I'm totally fine, horrific, Spike. I just have to try harder. No parties! Pinky never breaks a pinky promise. Remember, silly? Gotta go! See you later, Spike!
Pinky bounced out the door and down the stairs.
Oh, boy, that's what I was afraid of,
Spike said, looking at Gummy.
We gotta do something. Wanna come with me to go find Twilight?
The little alligator blinked.
I'll take that as a yes.